This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Something I've enjoyed doing over the last couple of years is with some Cambodian chef friends, getting to know a little bit of the ethnic cuisine in Cambodia that is available in Long Beach. And I'm so happy this has all resulted in, starting tomorrow, is the inaugural Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week that runs through the 26th. And this gives the dining public the opportunity to discover a lot of different aspects of Cambodian cuisine in a very friendly and welcoming environment. Sometimes, if you're not of the ethnicity of a particular restaurant and you go there, you always feel a little uncomfortable because sometimes you're wondering if, you know, the staff, you know, really welcomes you because you ask questions, you know, God forbid, and, you know, just don't order, eat, and leave. And so the wonderful thing about Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week is everyone is welcome. You're going to get gracious Cambodian hospitality and enjoy some really wonderful Cambodian food. And in Long Beach, one of really the pioneering Cambodian restaurants that has been there, I believe, since 1985, is called the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack. And they're known for some incredible noodle soups, some house-made bread. I had a chance to discover them with Chef T, who is a very prominent Cambodian chef working in Long Beach and one of the organizers of the Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome, representing the second generation of family ownership for the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, Van Tan. Van, good morning and welcome.
Morning. Thank you for having me. Oh, my gosh. How are you doing, my friend?
Van, I really appreciate your hospitality when I was in a little bit ago with Chef T and getting introduced to your food, having it all explained to me in, you know, a very casual but informative manner, so I understood what was going on, and you being very patient with me because, again, as a food journalist, Van, unfortunately, I ask a lot of questions because I want to understand what it is I'm eating, but also what really fascinated me was your family history and, you know, what you were doing with your family. So, Van, let's back up a little bit. Your aunt and uncle established, you know, what has become an institution in Long Beach. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding. Almost any time of the day that you go to the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, there's a line of people outside the front door. And Van, over the years since the restaurant was established, and you're going to tell us more in a minute, how many times has the restaurant been expanded?
Just one time in, I think, 2001. We just did a revamp of the restaurant because my aunt and uncles at the time didn't think we needed to expand or, you know, improve. So when me and my brothers and sisters, we jumped on the wagon, we decided, you know, that had to be changed. Yeah, so we just had we expanded it in, I think, 2001. And, you know, just trying to improve the experience and welcome as many guests as possible and, you know, share the culture, you know, through the dishes that we grew up with.
And Van, I think it's an important point to emphasize. As the second generation, you know, you and your siblings see and view the restaurant business in a little bit of a different world than your aunt and uncle did, who really were just trying to put food on the table and feed their families. And, you know, you are far more progressive. So in terms of welcoming guests, this is something that's first and foremost for you and your family.
Yeah. Our thing is, you know, I mean, whenever you're enjoying a meal or anything, you always want to, you know, feel welcome. You want to be surrounded with, you know, positivity and so on. And so we try to, you know, give you that experience as best as we can possibly, you know. And hopefully, you know, we can, you know, enlighten people, you know, about Cambodian food and, you know, share the experience and you know, love that we have for Cambodian food.
And your classic dish, Van, that you're really known for is you do these incredible slow-simmered noodle soups that you can either get with soup or soup on the side.
Yeah.
And the American name for your classic dish, which you will pronounce the Cambodian name for me, is the Phnom Penh House Special. Give us the 411 on that, because that's a plate of food, Van.
Okay, so in my native language, we call it a Katil Phnom Penh.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Yeah, Katil Phnom Penh goat or stuff. Goat means dry or wet. So traditionally, when you have a bowl of noodles, you traditionally have it with, you know, the noodles and the soup mixed in together, right? And, you know, if you come to our place and you order that dish, you have the option of ordering it dry. So when you go down that route, it's a little bit more complex. I feel like it suits well with advanced, you know, customers who know a little bit more, you know, who are in touch with their taste buds as far as using the condiments available on the table. Right. So but that whole experience is just an entirely different experience, because the soup is outside and you're playing around with the condiments and, you know, you're playing around with the sweetness, the spiciness, the sourness of all the condiments you have available on the table. And you're just making it your own. And like I told you, there isn't a right way of doing it. Like, I've seen, you know, so many customers approach it differently. And, you know, everybody will probably go into a salty direction or a sour direction or a sweet direction. Like, it depends on what you like and what you want. So it's definitely a totally different experience. And, you know, you can go any way you want with it.
You know, Van, everybody loves flexibility. Now, one of the predominant condiments that you have available that you actually serve in what most of us looks like a maple syrup dispenser is a fish sauce. Tell us about that fish sauce, because, you know, that's not for the meek.
Yeah, I think if I sat that dressing in front of you, and you tried it yourself with the noodles and everything, I don't even think you'd taste the fish or, like, would really, you know, would be taken back by, you know, the fact that it is fish sauce, right? So that fish sauce is, it's made with, like, a whole lot of garlic, vinegar, sugar, and other ingredients, right, to make it really special. It really helps with tying in all the other ingredients on the table. It's kind of like my cheat code. You know, I don't think many people know of that dressing. But for me, like, instead of just adding the fish sauce and adding the sugar and everything, I could just pour that sauce in there and skip, you know, half the process. And then I'll just go to the chili and limes and so on to tie that whole experience together. You'll taste, you know, different notes of, you know, the garlic, you'll get, you know, the vinegar, you'll get the saltiness, the savoriness, you get a little bit of everything. And I feel like that's the way to go. So, and every time I introduce that method, everybody's just like, you know, blown away, and they're just like, hey, why didn't I think of that? So that's a tip for you if you ever
it's a good tip.
Get that dish, you know, try out the garlic vinegar fish sauce.
Well, and Van, what it really is, what it comes down to is it's a flavor enhancer. It's rich in umami.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, shoot, man, umami, I'll say yes to umami all the time.
The one thing we haven't mentioned yet, Van, that we'll do in our moment before we need to take our break, and we'll come back and pick up the conversation.
Sure.
For the house special, what are the ingredients that are in there besides the noodles?
So the house special, okay, so we blanch the noodles in hot water. We season it with our house sauce and some garlic oil, right? It'll give it a savory flavor to the noodles. The garlic oil will obviously give it that garlic taste that, you know, everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it'll keep the texture of the noodles good, because it'll separate the noodles from being like too sticky, right? It'll, you know, try to not clump it up as much, right?
Sure.
And then there is sliced pork, ground pork. There's a sliced stomach. You don't notice it. Like, it's not, it's like sliced thinly.
No, not scary at all, Van. I can attest to that.
Yeah, but it's really good. Some people, they would devour the dish, and then they would not even know it's sliced onion. But you just got to give it a shot, you know what I mean? And there is a slice of liver and a couple pieces of shrimp to tie up the dish. We garnish it with chopped scallions, cilantro, and fried garlic on top.
Van, gotta love it. Now, we need to take our top of the hour break. We are talking with Van Tan, who with his brothers and sisters represents the second generation of family ownership of the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack in Long Beach, one of the participating restaurants in Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which starts tomorrow. So don't wander far. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.